Today we're doing Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. And again, as I mentioned before, what we're going to be discussing is we know that when you do an Aveira that can be fixed with a Mitzvah Saseh, you don't get Malkus for that. That's called a Lavinita Klasei. What if you do an Aveira that can be fixed with an Aseh, but that Aseh, that Mitzvah Saseh, could have even been done before he ever did the Aveira? Is that called the Lavinita Klasei? Says the Gemara two lines from the bottom. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rabba, the son of Chana, said. Very interesting name to discuss, by the way. Chana's a boy's name or a girl's name? Girl's name, normally. My daughter's name is Chana. Chana's it's a girl's name. So why is he called Rabba Bar Bar Chana? First of all, people are normally called by the father's name, not by the grandfather's name. Second of all, why is it a girl's name? So he's the father's name, not the mother's name. Okay, so anyway, Rabba Bar Bar Chana said, Am Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol los asei shekadmu asei. Any los asei that could have been preceded by the asei. What do I mean, preceded by the asei? You could have done the assay before the los assay. Lokinala. You get malchus on it. It's not called the lavinitik assay. You get malchus on such an avera. Amru lo. So they said to Rabbi Yochanan, Amart? Really? You said that? Amru lahu lo. He said, no, I deny it. I never said such a thing. You don't get malchus on that. It's a lavinitik assay. Forget it. Amr Rabba, Rabba says, what are you talking about? Elokim, my God! Amro, Ksiva, Vitanina, you said it. There's a pasuk that talks about this exact case, and the Mishnah says you get Malkus on this exact case. Why would you even deny it? It's our Mishnah that says you would get Malkus on this exact kind of case. What pasuk are we talking about? What aver are we talking about? Ksiva, the pasuk says, Vayishalchu mina machneh v'lit mus machneihem, that when a person becomes tameh, he has to be sent out of the machneh. What does that mean? Out of the Beis Hamikdash, right? A person who's tameh, yeah, the camp of the Shechina, which is the Beis Hamikdash. Person can become tameh, you got to send him away. That's a mitzvah saseh, and that's also a lo saseh to go in while you're tameh. So this is a perfect example of an assay that fixes a los assay, but also could have been done before the los assay. And Tanina, and our Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak, which gave a long list of all the averos that you get Malkus for, said, Habal mikdash tameh. If you come to the base of Mikdash Tameh, you get Malkus for it. So don't you see that you were right the first time when you said that you get Malkus for such an Avera? You were 100% right. Why would you deny it now? It's Beferish in our Mishnah. Elamai time Akadrebe. So why did he deny it? Why did he back out? Why did he change his mind? Answers the Gemara Mishnah Dekashalei Ones. Because he had a problem with the case of Ones. Ones is another case where this happens. Detanya, we have a Brisa. Ones Shagiresh. Shagiresh. Let's say a man was ma'anes a woman, he rapes a woman, and then he marries her because he has to, and then he divorces her, which is an avera. There's a los haseh, you're not allowed to divorce her. Im Yisrael hu, if the man is a Yisrael, machzir, he has to remarry her, ve'in aloka, and then he won't get malchus. Why won't he get malchus? It's a lavanita klasei. He could fix it by marrying her. But wait a second, this haseh is done also before the los assay, meaning when the man first rapes her, what's the first thing he does?
Marries her.
So it's an assay that's done before he ever divorced her. And yet, what does it say? Eino loke, he's not going to get malchus. Apparently, we count that as a lavanita klasei. Im kohen hu, and if he's a kohen, then loke veino machzir. Then we give him malchus, and there's no way he's allowed to remarry her, because once he's divorced her, she's ushered him. Kohen's not allowed to marry a divorced woman. But what bottom line is, we said im Yisrael hu machzir vein aloka, that if he's a Yisrael, he remarries her and he does not get malchus. Amai lo sase shekad maseihu velilki. Isn't it after all a lo sase that's preceded by an asay, and therefore you should get malchus? That's why Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind. Rabbi Yochanan first said that that we get malchus on a lo sase that's preceded by an asay. But then he saw this case of Ones where we don't get Malkus, and he said, I guess I was wrong. Because by the case of Ones, you don't get Malkus by this assay that's by this los assay that's preceded by an assay. Main point number one, Rabbi Yochanan denied having held that an assay that precedes a lav gets Malkus. That you get Malkus on a lav that's preceded by an assay. That's a better way to say it. Rabbi Yochanan denied having held that you can get Malkus on a lav that's preceded by an assay. Yeah, he denied having held that you get malchus on a los asay that's preceded by an asay. And we just learned what's the reason he denied it. And that's the end of the main point. But what's the reason he denied it? Because by the case of ones, it's a los asay to divorce her preceded by an asay to marry her. And we said in that case, you don't get malchus. So that's why he denied it. So Ula is now, the Gemara is now going to suggest four possible ways to derive from the psukim about ones that divorcing a rape victim is a lav anita klasei and not a lav shekidma klasei. Meaning, we're going to show four possible ways that even though normally an asay that a lav that's preceded by an asay would get malchus, that for ones it wouldn't get malchus. Meaning, four ways to defend Rabbi Yochanan's original thought. Rabbi Yochanan originally thought every los asay preceded by an asay gets malchus. We said, yeah, but what are you going to do about ones? He said to himself, what am I going to do about ones? We're going to have four possible ways to show that maybe ones is different. That there's something about the parsha of ones that shows us that in that case you don't get malchus, even though normally by a lav that's preceded by an asay, you do get malchus. Possibility number one, Amar Ula. Ula says, Lo yomar lo siya li isha ba'ones. The Torah never even needed to say that you have to marry your ones victim. V'ligmar mimotzi shemra. I would be able to derive it from the fact that you have to marry a woman that you are. What's motzi shemra? That you were motzi shemra, and that you said that you falsely accused of cheating on you. Uma motzi shemra, and here's how the Kal V'chomer would work. Uma motzi shemra shelo asa maisa. If a motzi shemra, who didn't do anything physically, all he did is he used words. Amar Achmana, the Torah still says velosi elisha, that he has to stay married to that woman. Onus lo kolshkein. Then for sure, when a man physically, brutally assaults a woman, of course he should have to stay married to her. So laman emar, why does it say that losi eli isha by ones? I would have known it from a kal v'chomer. Why does it have to say it? You know why it says it? Imeino inyan lefanav, tineo inyan la'achrav. If losi eli isha by ones would have been obvious to me that I have to marry her in the first place, so you're right. The words losi eli isha by ones don't tell me to marry her in the first place. That I know anyway. You know what it tells me? They have a separate mitzvah to marry her after I've already divorced her. And that makes it a lav hanitak laasei. And that's why you don't get malchus. She'im gireish, that if you divorce her, yachzir, remarry her. Says the Gemara, no, but that's not a good kal v'chomer. V'akati ones mimotzi shemra lo gamar. You can't derive the halacha of marrying your ones victim from marrying your motzi shemra victim. Dika lemifrach, because there's a pircha on this kal v'chomer. Mal motzi shemra shekin loko mishalein. The pircha on the kal v'chomer is that by motzi shemra you get two punishments, malchus and payment. So you can't say, oh, if motzi shemra you have to marry, then for sure ones you have to marry her. No, motzi shemra is stricter than ones in a certain sense. You have to get malchus and payment. So Ella, the Gemara says, a second possibility. Ella lo yomar lo si eliisha b'motzi shemra. The Torah never should have said lo si eliisha by motzi shemra. V'ligmar meones, and I would know if the Torah only said to marry your rape victim, I would have known that you also have to marry your motzi shemra victim. Uma ones she'eino loko mishalei mamar rachmanav lo si eliisha, because think about it. If ones, which you do not have to both pay and get malchus for, so it's not so strict, still you have to marry her, motzi shemra lo kolshkein, motzi shemra, which is stricter because you get malchus and payment, for sure you should have to marry her. So v'lama nemar, why does it say v'losi eli isha by motzi shemra? Imeino inyan l'motzi shemra t'nei inyan l'ones. If v'losi eli isha that it says by motzi shemra is unnecessary, we can use that phrase and apply it to ones, to a totally different halacha, to the halacha of ones. But by ones we already have v'losi eli isha. Yeah, imeino inyan l'fanav, by ones we have v'losi eli isha telling me that the first thing you do is you have to marry her. But it never says that if you divorce her, you then have a new mitzvah to what?
To remarry her.
So that's what we do with the velosi elisha for motzi shemra. It may no inyan lefanav, if it doesn't apply to marrying in the first place, tenei inyan la'achrav, will apply it to marrying her afterwards. So that's and therefore it's a lava nita klase, and that's why you don't get malchus by the case of ones. Says the Gemara, it's still no good. Umotzi shemra meones nami lo gamar. You can't learn a kal v'chomer from motzi shemra to ones, from ones. Because in a certain sense, Onus is more chamer than Motzi Shemra. What makes Onus more chamer than Motzi Shemra? No, that's what makes Motzi Shemra more chamer than Onus. What makes Onus more chamer than Motzi Shemra? It's action, it's physical. So since there's something more chamer about Onus, you can't use a kalva chamer in either direction with Motzi Shemra and Onus. Each one has a chamer that the other doesn't have. Ella, third possibility. Lo yomar lo si elisha b'motzi shemra sharei ishtahi. It doesn't have to say lo si elisha that you have to get married to the motzi shemra victim. You know why? She's already your wife. Motzi shemra only applies if you're married to her. Laman emar. So why does it say lo si elisha? So it's not that it doesn't have to say it by motzi shemra because I would have known it from ones. No, I wouldn't have known it from ones. But it doesn't have to say it because it's obvious. She's your wife already. So what's that phrase doing there by Motzi Shemra? Laman Amar, why is it said? Imeinu inyan l'motzi shemra, teneu inyan l'ones. If it's not about Motzi Shemra, then we could take that phrase and apply it to ones. There's that imeinu inyan coming up again. If Losi Elisha is totally extra in the parsha of Motzi Shemra, we can use it to teach about ones. V'imeinu inyan l'fanav, and if in the parsha of ones I already know you have to marry her, right as soon as you rape her, what am I going to use the extra Velosi Elisha to teach me? That if you divorce her Ba'avera, you have to remarry her. Tanei winyan la'achrav. It tells me that afterwards you have to remarry her. So says Gemara, but how do you know to use Velosi Elisha to teach me that? Ve'ema yemeinu winyan l'fan of demotzi shemra tanei winyan la'achrav didei delo laki. Maybe the Velosi Elisha that it says by Motzi Shemra should not be applied to Ones. Maybe it should be applied to Motzi Shemra itself. That you have a halacha, you have to stay married to her. And if you divorce her, Velosi Elisha, by the Motzi Shemra, that you should remarry her, not by the Ones. And maybe you shouldn't get Malkus from Motzi Shemra, because Motzi Shemra is a lava nita klase. Who told you to apply it to Ones? Says Gemara, Eino Chinami. You're right, that's true. Va'asi Ones v'gamra minei. But then we can learn Ones from Motzi Shemra. Says the Gemara, but what do you mean? B'mai gamra minei, how can you learn Ones from Motzi Shemra? Iba kal v'chomer, iba mematzinu, whether you want to learn it as a kal v'chomer or a mematzinu, whether you want to say that, oh, Motzi Shemra you don't get Malkus for, and you have to remarry her, then kal v'chomer by Ones. So, or you would just want to say, not kal v'chomer, if by Motzi Shemra you don't get Malkus, then by Ones you don't get Malkus either, mematzinu, ika l'mifrach, we already pointed out that you can't compare the two. There's something that makes Ones stricter, and there's something that makes Motzi Shemra stricter. The two aren't comparable. What makes Motzi Shemra stricter than Ones? The two punishments. What makes Ones stricter than Motzi Shemra? That you did an action. Mala Motzi Shemra shken lo asa maisa. You didn't do a maisa when it comes to Motzi Shemra. Ella, the Gemara says, the fourth possibility. Amar Rava. No, the way we know that you don't get Malkus, that you don't get Malkus on the case of Ones, when you divorce your Ones victim, is not from the words Velosi Elisha. It's a totally different thing. Kol Yamav, it says, that you have to stay, she should be your wife, Kol Yamav, for all your days. And we darshan, that means Ba'amod V'achzer. That as long as you live, you have to always remarry her. So when a man originally rapes a woman, he has a mitzvah velosi elisha. He has to marry her. That's a regular mitzvah saseh. Now he has an iser, a lo saseh, he's not allowed to divorce her. But Kol Yamav tells us that if he does divorce her, he has a new mitzvah saseh called Kol Yamav to remarry her. So it's a lavanita klase. Not because of velosi elisha, it's a lavanita klase because of Kol Yamav. So it's Ones is not a case where the assay comes before the lav. There was an assay before the lav, but now we have a new assay that only comes after the lav, and that's the assay of Kol Yamav. So Kol Yamav b'amod v'achzer. V'chein ki asa Ravin amar b'yochanan, Kol Yamav b'amod v'achzer. And that's what Ravin says in the name of b'yochanan, that Kol Yamav teaches us that throughout the rest of his life, he has to be able to, he's chayev to remarry her. So main point number two, four possible ways. There are, you're not going to have to know what all four are, but the Gemara goes through four possible ways to derive from the psukim about ones that you don't get malchus for divorcing a rape victim. Four possible ways to derive from the psukim of ones that you don't get malchus for divorcing a rape victim. Now, just to remember, why did we go through these four possible ways? Because we wanted to show that Rabbi Yochanan was right. That when you have an assay that precedes a lav, you do get malchus. By ones, you don't get malchus because it's not an assay that precedes a lav. It is a, what is it, by ones? A lav hanitak la'assay. But when you have an assay that precedes a lav, then Rabbi Yochanan might be right, that you do get malchus. He would have been right the first time. Now the Gemara says, really, he would have been right the first time? I'm there for Rava. How could you get malchus when there's an assay that precedes the lav? How could Rabbi Yochanan have been right? V'halo dami lave l'lav d'chasima. Isn't the fundamental rule of getting malchus is that that whatever aveira you do to get malchus on has to be similar to what? The lav d'chasima. Guess what? The lav d'chasima doesn't have an assay that precedes it. So you shouldn't be able to get malchus on any lav that has an assay that precedes it, because it's not similar to the lav d'chasima. No, strong question. Answers the Gemara, no, it's ridiculous. Amalei, mishum dekasav be'rachmana asay yaseira migra gara. What, because the Torah strengthens the avera by making an assay also, it's not only a lav, it's also an assay, that's going to make it worse? That's going to bring it down a notch and say that you don't get malchus? That's going to make it a lower level of avera? No, if the Torah strengthens it with an assay, that should make it at least as strong as the lav d'chasima. So of course you should get malchus. Ask the Gemara, but by that logic, yihachi, lav shenita klasei nami, by a lav shenita klasei also, lema mishum dekasabei rachmana asei yaseira migra gara? What, just because the Torah strengthens it with an assay afterwards, you're not going to get malchus, it becomes on a lower level? Amar lei ahulina tuke lav hudasa. He says, no, that's different. Because when the Torah tells me an assay after a lav, the Torah is clearly telling me how to fix the lav. If the Torah is telling me how to fix the lav, then you're not going to get malchus because you fixed it. But when the assay comes before the lav, the Torah is not telling me how to fix it, and therefore you can still get malchus on that lav. Main point number three: even though a lav that's preceded by an assay, a lav shekidmo assay, is not similar to the lav d'chasima. Is not similar to the lav d'chasima, you can still get malchus on it. You still get malchus on it because the extra assay doesn't make it any weaker. Even though a lav that's preceded by an assay, a lav shekidmo assay, is not similar to the lav d'chasima, you still get malchus on it because the extra assay certainly shouldn't make it weaker. The extra assay should not make it any weaker. So again, even though a lav that's preceded by an assay is not similar to the lav d'chasima, you still get malchus on it because the extra assay does not make it any weaker. Okay, that is Tezvav Amud Aleph. We have